Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Transformation Zone. I'm your host, Velton Schell, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us each Thursday evening at 6:30 p.m. EST as we try to bring different topics to you and ideas to help you in your daily walk, to help you as you transform your performance in everything you do from good to great. And this week, I thought I would take some time and talk to you a little bit about a few things that have transpired in my life in the last couple of weeks. And I know that there are a couple of those things that have been special and significant in each and every one of your lives, whether you are, and I'm talking about Father's Day, whether you are a father or whether you are close to your father or you miss your father is no longer with us, and even if you never really knew your father. But, you know, last Sunday was Father's Day. And prior to that, I attended a homegoing celebration for a very dear friend of mine who passed away after a long battle with prostate cancer. And it's amazing that as I sat there and I listened to different people talk about him and the things that he had accomplished in his life and the major things that he'd done for his family, himself, as well as other people that he touched and encountered throughout his life, it just stuck with me, and I thought about it. And I realized that this gentleman had taken everything that God had given him, everything that was precious, and utilized it to its fullest degree. He had taken his gifts, his tools, his energy, his life, and just done some amazing things with it. You know, he was from a small town in Louisiana, and grew up, with a very strong family and a lot of close friends. But he was a pillar in the community because he didn't do a lot of things that distract many of us during our life. And you know what that is. I mean, I grew up in the inner city, and there were a lot of things that I encountered on a daily basis that were very, very good things, but there were a lot of things that we encounter and I encounter that are not so good. Our children encounter them every day. We encounter them through our lives. They're just about 1,000 times faster today than they were when I grew up a few years ago. We won't say how many years ago, but a few years ago. But as I sat and I listened as they spoke about my friend Richard, and they talked about the major accomplishments of his life, it just touched my heart. And I thought about something which is something that all of us strive to do, and that is to find our purpose in life. Why are we here? What is the meaning of our life? Why have we been given the privilege and the opportunity to grace this planet, to grace this earth, to see the things that we've seen, to touch the people that we've touched? What is it about us? What is our purpose? What is the meaning of our life? You know, I heard it said not too long ago that some people pass away at 25, but are not buried until they're 75. And as I sat and I listened, I said to myself, these are people who unfortunately never fully find their purpose. They never fully find their direction. They let other people talk them out of the person that they were meant to be. I don't know about you, but I know in my life I had many, many people who came up to me on numerous occasions and said, you know, we've been watching you and watching what you're trying to accomplish or watching what you're doing. And maybe you should try something different. We just don't think, because you're fighting and you're battling so hard and you just don't seem to be getting what you're looking for in a timely fashion, based on their time schedule, not based on my time schedule, not based on, you know, the man upstairs' time schedule, but based on what they thought I should have accomplished in the amount of time that they felt as though was appropriate for what I was doing. And then I realized two things. Number one, they really only superficially understood what I was trying to do because they didn't really know. Why? Because I didn't really tell them. And secondly, they didn't ask. They just assumed, based on how hard I was struggling and how they didn't think I had accomplished anything significant, that I should give up. And I know that I'm not the only one that that's happened to in my life. People will make assumptions of who you are, what you're doing, and what your purpose in doing it is. But I'm here to tell you, you have to stay steadfast to your beliefs. You have to be willing to walk through some difficult times. You have to be willing to overcome the objections and naysayers. My coach and mentor is a gentleman named Les Brown, and Les says in his speeches, don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. And how many times do I draw on that even today, where I walk into a situation and someone has an opinion of who I am, what I'm going to say, and how I'm going to say it in your daily lives, in your world? You walk into situations, maybe it could be at work, it could be in a social setting, it could even be in your house, and you have a specific idea, you have a specific mindset, you know what you want to do, but someone will jump the gun. Someone will tell you that you should do it this way, or you are thinking this, or your intention was that, and they're so far off base because they have no idea what it is you're really thinking, because they have no understanding of what's driving you. Where is your, and what is your purpose? Why are you trying to do what you're trying to do? And as I listened last week and they talked about my friend, he had a purpose. His purpose in life was to help other people. This gentleman was a military veteran. He was an airline pilot. He was a father. He was a husband. And he did his best in everything that he did, or he tried. It wasn't exactly what I thought he should have done, or someone else thought he should have done, but he had a purpose. He had an understanding of what he wanted and how he wanted it to happen. And he worked very hard and diligently to achieve what it is he felt as though was his purpose. And I say to you, as you go through your life, strive to understand and find your purpose. Your purpose is usually something that you're very passionate about, something that you do with not a lot of consternation and stress, something that you enjoy, something that is going to leave an impression not only on you, but the people around you. Find a purpose that will touch other people's lives. I know Richard did, and as I sat there and I listened, I made a commitment to myself that I am, from today forward, even more so than before, I'm challenging myself to make a stronger commitment. I challenge you to make a stronger commitment to achieving greatness, to doing the things that you may have shied away from before because people told you it's not for you. But you knew in your heart of hearts, you knew deep down inside that you were destined to get to that point. And you don't want to go and let them talk about you after you're gone and say, he could have been, she could have been, only if they had done what they had dreamed of doing. There's an opportunity for you. And as I sat there and I listened, I further thought about opportunity. And opportunity comes to us in so many different lights, in so many different ways. We have opportunities to do great things. We have opportunities sometimes to go to great schools, to go to great churches, to go and live in great neighborhoods. And many times we take advantage of those opportunities, but do we fully take advantage of them? Do we fully push ourselves to capitalize on every aspect of the opportunities presented to us? Or do we just do enough to get by? Do we just do enough to make us feel better about the fact that we gave it a try? But we know in our heart of hearts, if we had really pushed ourselves to fully take advantage of that opportunity, that we would do a lot better. We could come out with a much greater result. We could achieve much greater heights, and we could do things that would leave an impression on everyone and everything around us. We have the opportunity to touch younger people. We have the opportunity to leave an impression on people that may look up to us, that may not have the luxuries and the privileges that we have, but they look up to us for guidance. And when they see us take advantage of the opportunities that are presented to us, they smile. They find their internal motivation. They find that extra oomph inside themselves because they look at you and say, if you can do it, so can I. If you're willing to put in that hard work and struggle, why shouldn't I? If you're willing to do the things that you do and deal with the hardships and hard work that you do, then why shouldn't I? And I say to you, be the example. Seize your opportunity for yourself and those that look up to you. Seize the opportunity to help other people, to leave a legacy, to do the things that other people won't, so that tomorrow you and the people's lives you touch can have the things that other people can't. It's not easy. It's not something that you just can do without putting in a lot of hard work, a lot of late hours. You're going to have to get up early. You're going to have to stay up late. You're going to have to stretch yourself, push yourself, but the opportunity to do it is there. Seizing the opportunity means that you're going to have to work on yourself. You're not going to be able just to walk into something and take care of it. You know, there's a saying that I love, and I heard it many years ago, and it talks about luck. Some people say, oh, you're lucky. He's lucky. She's lucky. They're lucky. But I heard it said and put like this, and I firmly believe it. Luck is something that you create yourself. You create your own luck by being mentally, emotionally, and physically prepared for an opportunity that's presented to you. There's that word again, opportunity. Are you willing to be in a position? Are you willing to do the work to position yourself to see the opportunity when it's presented to you and create your own luck? And as I said earlier, this show is dedicated to Father's Day. And if you haven't noticed already, two of the letters in the nickname for our fathers were two of the words that I started the show with. The first was finding your purpose. The second was seizing your opportunity. And the third, because we're talking about our fathers, and many of us call our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, we affectionately refer to them as Pop. And the last letter is P. And the last letter after finding your purpose, seizing the opportunity, is persevering through the difficult times. Because as you are on the road to taking advantage of an opportunity, obstacles are going to come in your way. Things are going to arise. Unexpected issues are going to come into play. And you have to be willing to persevere through the difficulties. You have to be committed to doing the things that other people won't. Again, so that you can one day have the things that other people can't. But you can't do that without perseverance. You can't do that without stepping up when you just don't feel like it. Getting out of bed on those days that you'd rather roll over. Getting out of bed and working to live your dream versus going back to sleep and finding a dream. One of the greatest things I ever heard was, the best dreams are those that you have when you're awake. Those that you create and make reality while you're awake. Those are the best dreams you could ever have. But you have a choice to make. You can roll over and go back to sleep and throw away that last word, perseverance, and say, you know what? Not today, tomorrow. I'll persevere tomorrow. I'll deal with this tomorrow. I'll work on this another day. But tomorrow never comes for some of us. Because even though we wake up the next day, even though we rise the next morning, tomorrow doesn't come. We just continue to look at tomorrow versus taking advantage of today. We have to persevere. We have to do the difficult, dirty task. And we don't always want to do it. You don't always want to do it because I don't always want to do it. I know those days where I wake up in the morning and I know that I've got to get on the phone and I've got to call customers and I've got to give them my best on the phone and tell them why it's important to their organization for Velton Schauer to come in and speak. Why the message that I have to deliver to them is so powerful that they don't want to have their meeting, to have their convention, to have their organization gather together without getting that message. And the perseverance comes in because many, many times they say, we love what you're saying. We really think that you could do a great job. But maybe next time. Just can't do it today. Just don't have the budget this year. Just, we've already allocated our funds for the meeting. Can you call us back in 6 months? Can you call us back in a year? And you have to be willing, just like I have to be willing, to make that phone call. One more call. One more sales call. One more day of hard work. One more day of study. One more day of anguish to persevere to the other side, to get the most out of life, to be willing to go the extra mile, because the rewards are plentiful if we're willing to do what's necessary. But we've got to put in the work. We've got to be willing to put in the work and persevere. So to all the fathers, I say, Pop, thank you for everything that you did for me. Thank you for what you taught me. Thank you for what you showed me. Thank you for what you persevered through to find your purpose, to help me find my purpose, to create additional opportunities for me so that I can create additional opportunities for my children and the men and women that I come in contact with on a daily basis, and teaching me the things that are necessary to allow me to persevere through those difficult times, to get up every day and do what's necessary, even though I got smacked down yesterday. I got smacked down the day before. I was told no 10 times this morning, and I got to come back to the office this afternoon and understand that I might get told no 10 more times, but I'm searching for that one yes. I'm searching for those two yeses. I'm searching for those 10 yeses out of 100 calls that will help me mold myself, my career, my life, and my children's lives, my family's life, into what it is I've always dreamed of it being. Living my purpose, living my dream, taking advantage of the gifts that I've been given, taking advantage of the opportunity to share with each and every one of you and everyone that I come in contact with and encounter, letting them know that the best dreams that you will ever have are the dreams that you fulfill while you are awake. And if it's your dream, only you have the key that unlocks the door to that dream. Only you have the ability to create reality from dreams. So as I close this evening, I want to say a happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers. I also want to show appreciation to all of the ladies out there that may be raising children and their fathers aren't around for whatever reason. But I will say this. One of the things that we all have to commit to, and we committed to as we sent my friend home the other evening, it takes a village to raise a child. As a country and as a world, we have to be committed to helping raise better people, right? To help mold better people, to help build a better world, to help ultimately the human race become the greatest race that ever walked this earth. It's hard work, but we have to find our purpose, seize the opportunity, and persevere together through all the difficult times. I wish you the best. Again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule this week to join me. The Transformation Zone is evolving. It's a show that evolved from my original show called Selling as a Profession. And as I go through this year, I'm committed to talking to you not only about selling yourself, not only about selling products, not only about committing to having a better life through business, but having a better life through your walk, to be better leaders. I'm writing a book now called Leadership 52, which we'll talk a little bit more. I talked a little bit about it in a previous show, but we're going to talk more about that as the year goes by. Tonight's broadcast, again, was a commitment that I made to celebrating fathers, to celebrating those who are doing the things to help others and to perpetuate a better world. Again, I'm your host, Felton Schowell. I'm glad to be here this evening. The next couple of weeks, I'm going to be also talking about a new website that we're launching at feltonschowell.com. We just launched a new logo. If you want to take a look at it, you can go to Facebook and go to Strategic Solutions LLC, our fan page on Facebook, and join us. Like our fan page, and you can follow us. And we put in motivational messages every week, and we talk about different things. We post the radio show there. If you miss it, you can pick it up there. You'll also be able to go to the website once it's completed, feltonschowell.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. Felton Schowell, and we're on YouTube also. So we put up some YouTube messages also to help move your performance from good to great. Again, thanks for tuning in tonight, and May God give you speed, good health, the ability to find your purpose, to seize your opportunities, and to persevere through the difficult times. Have a wonderful evening. Until next week, transform your thinking. You'll transform your world. Good night.